What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
I run one week from yesterday. I don't have any dog, but I have so many to come around here, and cats too.
Well, what do you call that kind of dog that just hangs around all the time, never does anything much?
Well, I call him lazy. Okay. Good for nothing.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make?
Is it?
Horses, you know, they go,
uh-huh.
What do you call that?
Oh, I don't know. What did I used to call it, you know? They are asking for food,
yeah,
then, you know,
yeah.
Or water, don't you
yeah.
see?
Did you call it nickering or nickeling or laughing or nanny?
Something. I used to have that name. I called it and I just can't think now.
Okay.
Well.
What do you call a chicken bone that children like to play with, and it's shaped sort of like this?
It's a pudding bone, I call it.
Okay.
I had one today. Well, I had it.
Did you make a wish?
Mm-hmm. Used to put them up over the door, you know.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Is that supposed to bring
good luck? Yeah, used to. Put them and we did when we was coding girls and put them up over the door and see a fellow was coming on that. You know, we coming to the first fellow went on that, he'd be your husband, you
oh.
know. You've been in the mud, haven't you? Blasted
have, yeah,
be
all
this.
The stuff that they've been.
Uh-huh. They wasn't working now, when you come, was it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They were, but he just moved the tractor so I could get through.
Uh-huh.
It was real nice.
Well, they go home on Friday. People's out of town, you know.
Oh,
a crowd from Millersville and then these people from down at Waycross, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Gee, they bring them in from a long way off.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call the second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and then it grows back again?
I just called the second crop of clover.
Fine. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Called cornbread.
Okay, fine. And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal?
Well, I know you make cornmeal battle cake.
Okay.
And,
what about dumplings? Have you ever made cornmeal dumplings?
Yes, I have made them. But I mix flour with them. My mama used to mix flour with them, you know, and then put them in a clean flour sack, you know, and boil them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they would be the best thing.
Well, now, were those boiled with pot liquor or
a
ham bone or something?
Or? Yeah, you have a hock bone in there, you know, and boil them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mom used to put a ton of sour in there, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be the best thing you ever wore.
Well, now what about hush puppies? Do you ever have those?
Hush puppies. I used to make them, yes, ma'am. I used to make them.
Did you put onions in them?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Well, now, would that be wrapped up in anything before you...
Well, now, when I was a child, we used to didn't wrap them at all. We put them in the fireplace, pour the ashes out. Mom wouldn't allow nobody to come and spit in a fireplace, you
mm-hmm.
know. And pour the ashes out and sweep that the fire been in there all day and the hearth is hot, you know. And you make up that bread. Sometimes we'd put crackling in them. Sometimes we wouldn't.
I bet that was good.
Oh, I mean it was good. And make it up